The State Labor Department says New York's private sector continues steady growth while the labor force expands at a rapid pace. Capital Region labor market analyst James Ross.
We added 6,100 private sector jobs in May. Since the beginning of the state's recovery, we've added 336,900, which has regained all the private sector jobs lost in the downturn. This is one of only a few states that have actually gained the jobs back.
The numbers show that New York's private sector job count now stands at 7,321,400, an all-time high. Ross says Columbia County's job counts increased over the month, but remained down over the year. Ross reports a little bit of an uptick in Greene County.
We added 100 jobs there for a 0.7% increase. Again, over the month, we added jobs there. We typically get some seasonal hirings in the month of May. And although the state data is seasonally adjusted, the local data is not.
Johnny Nelson is the regional market analyst in the Hudson Valley for the New York State Department of Labor.
What we're looking at is a continued improvement in the overall job market as the private sector employment from May 2011 to May 2012 added 10,100 jobs for a growth rate of 1.4%. The job picture down here in the Hudson Valley region is pretty positive. I think job seekers have a little bit more reason to feel a little bit more optimistic, certainly as the numbers have been improving and they've continued to improve.
One of the bright spots, Kingston, where private sector job growth outpaced other areas in the region.
You know, historically, the lower Hudson Valley used to be somewhat what we, I would say the leading job generator for the region in recent months as far as the growth rate is concerned. Certainly the Kingston MSA, which is basically Ulster County, you know, that area has really rebounded nicely. Private sector grew by about 4.9%, and we've seen some strong growth in recent months in that Kingston MSA area.
Ulster County Executive Mike Hine wants to see more growth and more opportunities throughout the valley.
Well, first and foremost, we're very excited, obviously, to rank number one in the state in job creation percentage, and that's an exciting component. But it really belies the fact that there is still a long way to go and a lot of work to be done. With the challenges in job creation nationally and globally, really, we're looking at this as simply a nice positive sign, but our nose is still to the grindstone, continuing to try to attract companies and grow our existing workforce and making sure on the other side of the coin that we have the most educated, well-prepared workforce that is that attractive thing for new companies.
Next Act of Colonies' Dan Moran adds that across eastern New York, job postings were up last week.
You know, what we saw the last week in the number of job postings was very encouraging. You know, we saw a 12.5% increase, you know, and that was consistent in many of the regions, Hudson Valley, Capital District, and across the state. So it was a very consistent increase. And it was something we hadn't seen for a few weeks, and you know, it's been somewhat anemic even before that. So maybe this is a better picture going into the later June, early July, and into the summer, which would be very good for the market.
Ithaca and Elmira were the only metro areas in the state to lose private sector jobs between May 2011 and May 2012. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.